Welcome to the CDH Conversations podcast. And depending on what time of the day you're listening to this, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Jose George, and I'm a director in CDH's Employment Law Department in Cape Town. Today I'm in conversation with Taryn York. Taryn's an associate in our Johannesburg office, and she specializes in employment law and immigration law. We're going to be talking about the imminent deadline for ZEPs. And for those of you who don't know, ZEPs are the Zimbabwe exemption permits. In the early 2000s, because of the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe, there was a great influx of Zimbabwean nationals into South Africa, and often illegally. Then in 2009, something called the Dispensation of Zimbabweans Project, or DZP, was introduced, and this provided amnesty to Zimbabweans in South Africa without permits. In 2014, the DZPs expired and they were replaced by the Zimbabweans Special Dispensation Permit, and those are valid for 3 years. And in 2017, those were replaced by the current ZEPs. On 29 November 2019, Cabinet decided that there'd be no further ZEP extensions, and Cabinet gave ZEP holders a grace period of 12 months to 31 December 2022 to legalize their status in South Africa. Despite the no further extensions decision by Cabinet in September 2022, the ZEPs were again extended to 30 June 2023, and that date is now upon us. By some estimates, there are almost 2 million Zimbabweans living in South Africa, and many have put down roots and they've made their homes in South Africa. They have jobs here, their kids are at schools in South Africa. And in many sectors, and I'm thinking especially about retail, transport, and hospitality, Zimbabweans play a vital role in our economy. The 30th of June deadline is going to have a profound effect on ZEP holders living in South Africa. So, good morning, Taryn.
Good morning, Jose. Thank you for having me.
So, is there likely to be another extension?
At this stage, it's not very clear whether another extension will be granted to ZEP holders. I mean, it is possible that the department may extend these ZEPs again for an additional period, but it's safer for all ZEP holders to assume that no further extensions will be granted and to prepare on this basis.
And Taryn, what happens on the 23rd of June to ZEP holders living and working in South Africa?
So after the 30th of June, any ZEP holders who have not obtained an alternative visa will need to leave South Africa, unfortunately.
And is there any way that Zimbabweans who were on ZEPs can actually legally stay in South Africa?
They are. So the purpose of the initial 12-month grace and the further extension was to afford all ZEP holders with an opportunity to apply for an alternative visa. So if they obtain an alternative visa, they can legally stay in South Africa after 30 June 2023.
And what kinds of permits can ZEP holders apply for?
So there are quite a number of options that ZEP holders can apply for, depending on whether they meet the specific requirements of the visa. So these visas include a critical skills visa, which is valid for up to 5 years. You could then apply for an intra-company transfer visa, which is valid for a period of up to 4 years, a general work visa, which is valid for up to 5 years. You could also look at applying for a study visa, which is valid for the duration of the specific course or qualification that they would be studying for, or a spousal or relatives visa. Those are just some of the options they could consider.
Okay, and can you work on a study visa?
You can work on a study visa to a maximum of 20 hours per week.
Okay, and these visas, do the ZEP holders have to apply for them outside South Africa, or can they do it from within South Africa?
They can apply for these visas within South Africa. There are certain circumstances where you'd have to apply outside of South Africa, but for the most part, you can apply in South Africa.
Okay, and Taryn, how long does it take to get these visas?
Honestly, Jose, how long is a piece of string? Unfortunately, it's not really possible to say how long it will take to obtain a visa due to the backlog at the Department of Home Affairs at the moment.
And if a ZEP holder's applied for another type of visa and it hasn't been issued by the deadline, what does that mean for the ZEP holder?
So unfortunately, if they haven't obtained their visa by the 30th of June 2023, they cannot continue to work after that date unless they fall within the category of foreign nationals who had pending visa or waiver applications as at the 31st of March 2023. In those instances, the current status of their permits would have been extended until the 31st of December 2023 due to the backlog in the processing of visa applications. So it really does depend on when they applied for their visas and when their visas were pending from.
So if they applied timeously, but the visa wasn't issued yet on the 30th of June, does that mean they have to leave the country or can they stay while that visa is pending?
They can stay while the visa is pending.
Okay, but they just can't work.
So if their visas were pending or their visa applications or waiver applications were pending as at the 31st of March, they can continue to work based on their current status, not thereafter.
And as an employer in South Africa, I mean, can you employ her without a valid work permit?
No. So the position in the Immigration Act is quite clear. No employer can employ a foreign national without them being in possession of a valid work permit or visa authorizing them to work in South Africa.
And what are the consequences as a SA employer actually employ a foreigner who doesn't have a valid work permit?
So because one of the obligations that are placed on South African employers when employing any foreign nationals is that they need to make a good faith attempt to ensure that all foreign nationals are in possession of a valid work visa or permit. If they do not employ a foreign national with a valid visa or permit, they could face imposition of a fine or imprisonment upon conviction. And persons that can be arrested from an employer includes the employer's CEO or human resources manager.
Sure. Okay. So that's quite severe. So are there any tips that you have for employers who are trying to help ZEP holders get work visas?
While it may already be too late for ZEP holders to obtain an alternative visa by the 30th of June, because this should have been done timeously, employers can assist them by providing them with any supporting documents that they need for purposes of submitting their visa applications. They can grant them a day's special leave in order for them to submit their visa applications. They can assist them by trying to place pressure on the Department of Home Affairs to finalize their applications as soon as possible. Those are some of the things employers can consider doing to assist their ZEP holders.
And come the 30th of June, if I'm an employer and I have an employee who pitches up at work and doesn't have a valid work visa from that date, I mean, what are my options as an employer there? What do I have to do?
So I think one thing that's very important to note is that even if your employee is a foreign national without a work visa or permit, they are still classified as, or they still fall within the definition of an employee in terms of the Labor Relations Act. So that means that they still afforded all the same protection as an ordinary South African employee. And ultimately what this means is that despite their status or the status of their work visas in South Africa, they cannot be dismissed without a fair reason or without following a fair process. So all the ordinary processes as required by the Labor Relations Act must still be followed in terms of the foreign employees. And this was set out in the case of Discovery Health Limited versus CCM and others.
So I guess your reason would be that they can't legally work here, and then you'd have to give them a hearing and listen to what representations they have to make.
Yes, you can consider following an incapacity process on the basis that they're not legally authorized to work in South Africa and provide them with an opportunity to submit their representations and then finalize the process thereafter considering those submissions.
Thanks for your insight, Taryn. This is a very complex issue that I'm sure quite a few employers are going to be struggling with towards the end of this month. That's all we have for this particular installment of the CDH Conversations podcast. Join us in conversation soon when we have another topical issue in the world of work. Thank you.
Thank you.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.